But what if your biggest operational bottleneck isn't your team, your budget, or even your tech stack? It's the gap between the AI tools you're testing and the ones actually running your business? Because right now, that gap is costing B2B companies real money, every single day. Context, it's 2026, and B2B e-commerce is at an inflection point. Enterprise AI is finally moving out of the sandbox and into live workflows. Algolia just launched Dynamic Facets, reshaping how buyers find products in real time. And pricing intelligence is hitting 99%+ accuracy at scale. For teams like HM Care Global Services, the question isn't whether to adopt these tools. It's which ones close the gap between strategy and actual execution. Right now, 3KEY Insights first. AI only creates value when it's embedded in your operations, not sitting beside them. A new case study from StatWorks and Condor shows that a large share of Condor's entire administrative workforce now uses AI in live daily workflows. Not pilots. Not reports. Actual execution. The lesson? Scaling AI isn't a technology problem. It's a process engineering problem. If your AI tools are generating insight decks instead of operational outcomes, they're decorative. Second, manual merchandising is quietly draining your team. Algolia's new Dynamic Facets automatically surfaces the most relevant search filters based on real-time shopper behavior. No manual configuration required. Algolia processes over 1.75 trillion queries annually across 18,000 plus businesses. That behavioral dataset means the system learns continuously. For B2B platforms with large SKU catalogs and multiple buyer segments, that's fewer internal resources tied to catalog maintenance and faster conversion without extra headcount. Third, pricing accuracy at 99%+ isn't a nice to have. It's a competitive moat. Human verified pricing intelligence at that accuracy level means fewer order errors, fewer customer service escalations, and tighter margins protected at scale. In B2B, one bad pricing call on a large order doesn't just hurt revenue, it damages the relationship. THE Takeaway Mohamed Hamidake of HM Care Global Services said it best. Operational efficiency isn't cost cutting. It's how you protect service quality as you scale. So here's your action item. Open your current workflow map today and identify one AI tool that's generating reports, but not running inside a live process. That's your starting point. Move it in or move on. CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.